From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. Earthquakes rumble through both sides of the globe. One of the two earthquakes struck central Italy early Wednesday, causing extensive damage to areas near the epicenter and killing at least 37 people. The U.S. Geological Survey put the magnitude at 6.2 with an epicenter about 10 kilometers southeast of the town of Norcia. The shaking was felt across a large part of the region, including the capital city of Rome, 150 kilometers away. The quake struck just after 3:30 in the morning and was followed by multiple aftershocks. Italy's Civil Protection Agency said several hundred people were injured and many were in need of temporary housing. The hardest hit areas included the towns of Amatrice and Accumoli. Amatrice Mayor Sergio Perozzi told state-run broadcaster RAI a large portion of the town was destroyed. Another powerful quake with a preliminary magnitude of 6.8 shook central Myanmar Wednesday, knocking glasses off tables and sending people running out of buildings in the country's largest city. The U.S. Geological Survey said the quake was centered about 25 kilometers west of Chok, an area west of the ancient capital of Bagan. It was located fairly far below the Earth's surface at a depth of about 84 kilometers, it said. Deep earthquakes generally cause less surface damage. Worried residents of Yangon, the country's main city, rushed out of tall buildings and objects toppled from tables and from Buddha shrines at homes. However, there were no immediate reports of serious damage in the city. USGS says some casualties with damage were possible, but the impact was likely to be fairly localized. This is VOA. A ballistic missile fired from North Korean submarine on Wednesday flew about 500 kilometers, the longest flight ever by the North for such a weapon. That according to officials in Seoul. And also a range they said that could place all of South Korea and possibly parts of Japan within its striking distance. North Korea already has a variety of land-based missiles that can strike South Korea and Japan, including U.S. military bases in those countries. But the North acquired reliable submarine that launch missiles is a worrying development because they're harder to detect before liftoff. South Korea's military condemned the launch as an armed protest against the start of annual South Korean U.S. military drills, but they acknowledged that it showed an improvement in ability over previous similar missile tests. This missile fired from a submarine off the eastern North Korean coastal town of Sinpo reached into Japan's air defense identification zone, according to Seoul and Tokyo officials. The U.S. Strategic Command said it tracked the North Korean submarine launch of the presumed KN-11 missile into the Sea of Japan. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden arrived in Turkey Wednesday as Turkish military forces launched their first offensive into Syria to target Islamic State militants and Kurdish fighters. Biden's arrival came as U.S. warplanes aided the Turkish military incursion. The vice president will hold a joint news conference with Prime Minister Binali Yildirim following talks with senior-level officials, including President Recep Tayyip Erdogan in Ankara. Biden is President Barack Obama's highest-ranking and closest surrogate, often representing the White House in difficult diplomatic situations. He is known for cultivating personal relationship with world leaders, including with Erdogan, whom he calls an old friend. In Ankara Wednesday, Erdogan again called on the United States to extradite Turkish cleric Fethullah Gulen, who is blamed for backing the failed July coup. The U.S. State Department said Tuesday that it has received an extradition request for the 75-year-old Gulen from Turkey. However, that request is not explicitly linked to his alleged role in planning the plot. Meanwhile, Turkish-backed Syrian rebel forces have captured a village outside the town of Yarablus and 3 kilometers inside Syria. That according to Turkish state-run Anadolu Agency. The news agency reports Free Syrian Army fighters liberated the village of Keklis, adding that they are part of an operation aimed at clearing Islamic State from Yarablus. Turkish tank units earlier Wednesday crossed the border and entered into Syria, all part of an operation which is backed by U.S. jets.
That's the latest world news from VOA.